out there fooling you. Beware, young ladies, they're fooling you. Beware, oh, take care. Beware, young ladies, they're fooling you. Trust them not, they're fooling you. Beware, young ladies, they're fooling you. Beware, oh, take care.
A couple more artists that I discovered through Sing Out magazine. You should check out www.singout.org. Great magazine, and it comes out four times a year with a CD and all sorts of good stuff on it. And there's a really good sampler this year. This the latest one, rather. It's got Joy Kills Sorrow on it. It's got that last artist, Island Jewel, and before that was Elizabeth Laprell. They're all on there. Elizabeth Laprell is an amazing teenage singer of old-time Appalachian music. Her latest album's called Lizard in the Spring, and we heard a song called Beware Young Ladies. And Island Jewel in there with a title track from her little EP, five-song EP on Signature Sounds. Got a full-length album coming out this month, next month rather, Heartache Boulevard, that one. And we started with the Stairwell Sisters, who are in town tonight at the St. James Hall, presented by the Pacific Bluegrass and Heritage Society. And their brand-new CD is called Get Off Your Money, and Kentucky Winder was the track we heard from their MySpace site, the Stairwell Sisters. There's lots going on, I'll tell you. It's been quite frenetic around here. And also next week, on the 4th of June, there's a very special house concert with cowboy singer and multi-instrumentalist Skip Gorman. I first heard this man on a Rounder Records sampler a few years back, and this is a really, really beautiful song. It's a cowboy song. There's some yodeling in it, so it's a yodel alert, but it's gorgeous. And then we'll have him doing a real great down-home fiddle tune. This one's the Night Herding Song. Skip Gorman, if you want to go and see that show, you need to talk to Linda Bull from CITR's Given the Boot. And she'll be at Prussin Music today, 604-736-3036. And there are tickets still available to see Skip Gorman. He's doing a mandolin workshop as well. And it's on the 4th of June, It's a house concert in Kitsilano, and it's going to be pretty special. I wonder if he'll do this song. As I say, this is really, really beautiful. And, you know, I'm not given to liking cowboy music as a rule, but this breaks all the rules. I like that. Skip Gorman on CITR.
Quit roaming around. You have wandered and trampled all over the ground. Great slow doggies, and feed kind of slow, and don't forever be on the go. Oh, move slow doggies, move slow. To keep you together is what I can do. My horse is leg weary and I'm mighty tired, but if it I lose you, I'm sure to get fired. Bunch up a little doggies, bunch up.
having a trouble on me.
Fine local band Viper Central, who were at the gig last night, and a song written and sung there by Kathleen Nesbitt, the fiddle player in the band. Viper Central have a brand new CD. It's called The Devil Sure Is Hard to Please, and their album launch is on Friday the 27th of June at the St. James Hall. Strongly recommended. They're part of the Whiskey Hollow Bound crew, and it's an 8-song album, sort of 29, 30 minutes long. It's not really a full-length CD, but it's worthy of a CD launch, and it's got some great stuff on it. So check out Viper Central at St. James on the 27th of June. Why not? OK, what else have we got in that set? We had Skip Gorman, who's doing a house concert this 4th of June. What's that, Wednesday? At, it says an undisclosed location. It's a house concert in Kitsilano. Call Linda Bull on 604-736-4523. I think that's the right number. And, get the information on the house concert with Skip Gorman. We heard him doing a fiddle tune called Sally Gooden and a song, the Night Herding Song. The Sally Gooden's from his album Lonesome Prairie Love. And Night Herding Song was on a Rounder Records 25th anniversary double CD that came out a few years ago. It's a big box set. It's a 10-album set, I think it was, when it first came out. I think it was a 5-album set. I think it was 10. Amazing. And Rounder Records have been doing some great stuff over the years, one of my favourite record labels, and they just had their biggest hit, I think, with the Robert Plant and Alison Krauss album, Raising Sand. Fair play to Ken Irwin and company. Good record company, Rounder. Anyway, straying from the point. Last night we had the Wilders in town. It was great. Thanks to Ron Roth for helping out with that, Ron Roth Entertainment. And we're trying to hook up with Ron again to bring in bands like this. This is the John Cowan Band. I don't think Carla's listening, but I wonder if she does have a tattoo. Where is she? the John Cowan Band. There's a collaboration between Betsy Ellis, the fiddler in the Wilders, the great band called the Waybacks, and singer John Cowan. They recreated Led Zeppelin 2 at Merlefest the other week, and so that's the tenuous link into this track. John Cowan, one of the finest singers in bluegrass. What a voice.
Come on. Hey, Carla's got a cool tattoo. Lord, I'd like to have one or two. One that's hidden just out of view. A rose or lightning bolt will do. Carla's got a cool tattoo. Lord, I'd like to have one or two. Well, a little Gaelic symbol, maybe something like a Chinese gong. Yeah, a few notes of music, if you wanna, you can sing along. Carla's got a cool tattoo. Token that will be the purest part of me, for a courage and serenity that nobody else will see. Only a lover who gets close to me. Ooh, Carla's got a cool tattoo. Thread, and she poked a little hole in her head. It's still kind of puffy and red, but I like the way it looks, she said. Now with the little golden chain, she can't connect her eyebrow to her ear. A statement so plain and simple, but will last for years. Amy got her eyebrow pierced.
Tearing you in two. So what? emotion when you're just an ordinary fool. When the world's in the way and trouble keeps coming to call, and the weight of my worries is dragging me down, and I need a place I can fall. Well, I'm glad the sun's setting, I'm glad the day's done, and the night wind is starting to blow. I don't have much in this world to my name, but I have a place I can go, safe in your arms, safe with you holding me tight, safe in your arms. Safe in your arms tonight. Well, I thank the Lord that brought me to you. I thank you for being my friend, for giving me hope and undying love and a place I can dream once again. Safe in your arms, safe with you holding me tight, safe in your arms, safe in your arms tonight, safe in your arms, safe with you holding me tight, safe in your arms, safe in your arms.
Tim O'Brien from his latest album, Chameleon, on Proper American Records. Well, before that was Justin Townes Earl. That's the son of Steve Earl from his new album, The Good Life, on Bloodshot Records. What do you do when you're lonesome? And Carla's got a new tattoo. That's what she does. That's from John Cowan's latest album, The John Cowan Band, New Tattoo, on Pinecastle Records. Oh, it's coming up towards 11:30 here on CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver, the 23rd birthday edition of The Edge on Folk. Getting lots of calls and all sorts of crazy stuff going on. Music now from Crooked Still. This is a band that's just changed their lineup slightly. They've added a fiddle player. They've replaced the cellist. They're coming to town at the end of July with a brand new CD. This is from their second album, Shaken by a Low Sound. And this is Railroad Bill. Follow that with a song from Outlaws Social. And then some music from Tarkin, who have an album launch this coming Friday night, a Vancouver band. And I'll tell you more about that at the end of the set.
Railroad Bill, Railroad Bill, chicken, send me a wing. It'll look like I've been working, but I ain't done a thing. And it's ride, 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 ride. Railroad Bill was a mighty mean man. He shot the midnight lantern out of the brakeman's hand. Ride, 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 ride. I'm going up a mountain. I'm going up west. Got a 44 pistol sticking out my vest. And it's ride, 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 ride. Oh, Railroad Bill, well, he took my wife. Said if I don't like it, he would take my life. And it's ride, 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 ride.
Through the rain and snow, we roll and go. Just over half a century since first I laid my keel. Well, I've had my aches and pains, stern to paddle wheel. Just haul me out on the waves again whenever my time is due. Just a couple of planks and a coat of paint, and I'll be good as new. D-line, my run is ordered from Robson Arrowhead. My sisters are all in the boneyard, broken up and dead. They say that paddle wheelers are far between and few. Just a couple of planks and bob at the wheel, and I'll be good as new. Just a couple of planks and bob at the wheel, and I'll be good as new. I've known the river's romance, and I've tasted heaven and hell. I think upon my bygone days, what my staterooms tell. Who says I'm new for the boneyard, not the captain or the crew? Just a couple of planks and bob at the wheel, and I'll be good as new. Somebody please rescue me before I'm high and dry. I'd like to serve you once again with my captain and my crew. Just a couple of planks and bob at the wheel, and I'll be good as new.
That is Vancouver band Tarkin with The Minto from their brand new second album, Charming to the Last. It's a sort of farewell album as well. They're also Scattered to the Wind. The album's just come out. The album launches next Friday night at the St. James Hall. They're putting it on themselves with special guests Dyad. It should be a really good night. And we've got two tickets to give away, but we'll do that in a moment. Let's see. Before Tarkin, we heard Outlaws Social from their second album, or their first full-length album, Dry Bones. They're from Victoria, Roll and Go. They're playing a bunch of different festivals around Western Canada this year. Fair play to them. They really are a wonderful band, one of my very favourite bands. If I could have had a birthday party with a live band, they would have been top of my list of invitations. And Crooked Still before that, from their second album, Shaken by a Low Sound, and Railroad Bill. So Tarkin, as I say, they got their album launched next Friday, 6th of June. And we have a couple of tickets to give away here, so give us a call, 604-822-2487. If you're the first caller, you're in. And here's another song from them, written by John Oswald. This is Outport Rebel from Tarkin.
A la Claire.
No, it isn't. It will be in a minute. Hang on a sec. It's a professional show, this. This is Outport Rebel.
Confederation, he saw the roads arrive, watched them close up the codfish, saw his friends make that drive. But he's not going anywhere, does what it takes to survive. Salt water's in him anyways, they'll never take him alive. He's the outpour rebel on the west coast, where CFAs flock to his shop. He shows them life on the coastline and lives off what they bought. Yeah, he's the outpour rebel fighting proudly. In Port-au-Choix he makes his stand, working hard, sleeping soundly. In the
western Newfoundland. Now Lukey's boat is for sale, where the Viking blocks the shots. Across the street from the harbor, all the boats tied up at dock, where the seals are protected. You want some cod, just take five. It's the outboarder that's endangered. He works out west just to survive. While the outboard rebels on the west coast, where CFAs flock to his shop, he shows them life on the coastline and lives off what they bought. Yeah, he's the outboard rebel fighting proudly. In Port Aux-Trois he makes his stand, working hard, sleeping soundly in the western Newfoundland. Friends do more than just survive. While the outporter collects his dividends from the ocean, rocks and sky, they said it's just for a few years, just to get a decent start. Golden handcuffs keep them out there with a hole right through their hearts. While the outport rebels on the west coast, CFAs flock to his shop, he shows them life on the coastline and lives off what they bought. Yeah, he's the outboard rebel fighting proudly. In Port Aux-Trois he makes his stand, working hard, sleeping soundly. He's gonna die in Newfoundland.
Urban survivors are trapped in the gridlock of 9-to-5 thing, burning their candles while gas engines idle. They long for revival in Wildwood Spring. Come down where the wild birds sing. Come down where the water Mainer float with the rednecks as kids do their thing. First Nations linger with the ghost of John Traynor in the deep waters of Wildwood Spring. Come down where the wild birds sing. Come down where the water. Thank you.
be more than a vow and a ring. With the last rays of hope and the blue sky above him, he flung himself into the wildwood spring.
Where the wild
a January waltz. I'll dedicate that to Brian Chisholm and Cheryl, who left last night before they played that. It's the Wilders from the album Throwdown on Free Dirt Records. What a great band, the Wilders. It was an incredible concert last night. And Bon Voyage, they're heading back to the States now. And they're playing at, is it Nancy's Farm tomorrow in Bellingham? I think they are. Anyway, something like that. Check out Nancy's Farm on the web. Anyway, it's a great venue. Whoever's playing there tomorrow will be worth seeing. I think it's the Wilders. Anyway, yeah, that was the January Waltz. And before that was Eliza Gilkison from her brand new CD, Beautiful World, Wildwood Spring. It's on Red House Records. She's coming to the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, July 18th to 20th. Started off with Tarkin from their new album, Charming to the Last, and Outport Rebel. And congratulations to Casper, who won the tickets for the show next Friday night at the St. James Hall. Tarkin's CD launch with Dyad as special guests. 10 minutes to go here on the 23rd birthday edition of The Edge on Folk on CITR 101.9 FM, www.citr.ca. Another local band with an album to come out next month is Blackthorn. It's called Sweet Forget-Me-Not. And here's a medley of tunes, The Joys of Quebec, Hugh McKenna's, and Old French, thank you. And they're playing at St. James on the 21st of June. Blackthorn, fine Celtic band.
One, two, a one, two.
she's turned to dust and
Lakeman from the album Punch Bowl and Kitty J. Before that was Blackthorn from the album Sweet Forget Me Not, Joys of Quebec, Hugh McKenna's An Old French. Well, it's time for me to get out of here. It's the end of the 23rd birthday edition of the Edge on Folk. And I won't be with you for the next 3 weeks. Linda Bull and Ita Kane will be doing half the show each for the next three editions. And I'll be back at the end of June. So I'm heading across the line. I'll see my mum. Going to travel around Europe a little bit. And hope you have a great month of June. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for all the calls. I had loads of calls today. Amazing. And I'll leave you with a travelling song from Bellowhead. And they're going to be at the Edmonton Folk Festival in August. Can't wait. Across the line. Stay tuned to CITR for Generation Annihilation after this. A Brazilian sea shanty from England.
Underneath the carry trees, traveled with the north wind up to the Bering Straits, around the horn and home again. For that is the sailor's fate. A